From Spark and Anvil and Debate Forge, this is Nail and O in Chapter 1 of the Debate Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Two young marmots, Rue and Bram, were mid-quarrel in the yard. "It is, it isn't," when Nail arrived from one path with his pegs, and O arrived from the other with her scale, each certain the quarrel had gone wrong before it began. On the ground between the two combatants was the whole trouble. "Our club is being unfair to the new kids," Bram had said. "And prove it, prove we're being unfair," Rue had shot back. And round it went. "They haven't said what unfair means," said Nail, reaching for a peg. "They haven't settled who owes the proof," said O, unstrapping her scale. They looked at each other, then at the stuck quarrel, and each saw the other was holding the missing half.
Nail stepped in first. "You're both saying unfair," he said, "and I'd wager you mean different things." He turned to Bram. "What do you mean? Unfair how?" Bram thought. "The new kids never get to pick the game. It's always the old members." Nail carved it onto a peg. "Unfair, Bram. New kids never get to choose." "There," he said. "Now it's not a fog. It's a specific thing. The new kids don't get to pick." He drove the peg into the ground where both could see it. Half your shouting was just not knowing what the word pointed at. Now it points at one clear thing, and we can actually look at whether it's happening. Rue blinked at the peg. "Oh, I thought unfair meant we were being mean to them. We're not mean." "You are arguing two different words," said Nail. "That one's settled now."
Then O stepped up, her scales swinging. "Good, now we know the claim. The new kids never get to pick the game. So the next question," she said, setting a stone on one pan, "is who has to prove that?" She turned to Rue. "Rue, you said prove it isn't unfair. But look, Bram made the claim. Bram says a thing is happening. So the weight sits on Bram's side. He shows it's true. You don't have to prove a never didn't happen. Nobody can prove a never." She let the scale tip toward Bram. "It's not that you win by default. It's that the one who claims carries the proof. So Bram, can you fill the pan? Do the new kids never get to pick?" Bram opened his mouth to insist, then stopped, honest. "I think so, but I haven't actually watched every week. Maybe once or twice they did." "Then that's what you owe," said O, not unkindly. "Not a shout, a look. Go count. Over the last month, how many times did a new kid pick? Bring that back, and the pan's full or it isn't."
Rue, who had been braced for a fight, looked from the peg to the scale, bewildered. "So we weren't even arguing yet? All that shouting?" Nail and O glanced at each other, and for the first time smiled the same smile.
"You were shouting before the argument could start," said Nail. "The word wasn't pinned. And the burden wasn't placed," said O. "Two setup steps. Skip either one, and you don't get an argument. You get a tangle that runs forever." She nodded at Nail's peg. "His step has to come with mine. You can't decide who must prove the claim until you know what the claim says. Pin the word first. Then the burden lands on someone real," Nail finished. "Watch what happens now." And it did happen. Bram went and counted, honestly, and found the new kids had picked twice in 4 weeks, not never, but rarely. So the real fair argument finally began. Not is two is not, but twice in a month is too few. How do we make sure new kids get a fair return? A question both of them actually wanted to solve.
Rue sat down beside Bram, the fight gone out of both of them. "That was days of shouting," she said, "and it turned out we hadn't even started." "Most shouting hasn't," said O.A. gently, folding her scale. "It's two people who never pinned the word or placed the burden, going in circles over a claim that was never made clear enough to test." "Pin the word," said Nail, driving his peg home one last time, "so everyone means the same thing." "And place the burden," said O.A.
so the right person brings the proof. Then, and only then, you have a fair clash. Bram let out a long breath, and the hot, cornered feeling that had knotted his chest all week loosened into something calmer and cleaner, the steadiness of an argument that was finally fair, where he knew what he'd claimed and what he owed. It felt better than winning had ever looked. And Nail and Oe walked out of the yard together, the peg and the scale swinging side by side, each glad the other had come down the opposite path with the missing half of the very same beginning.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nail and O. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.